The sun has set a while ago. And the night has arrived at last. It's been very heavy days. The last few days have been compact, loaded with a lot of stuff. We couldn't really digest or understand. And finally, just maybe 2 hours ago, just around sunset, that burden is dropped. And there is a sense of relief. I would like you to take a moment to feel that. Just sit where you are. Outdoors, or maybe in the quiet of your room. And to just take notice of the peace that came with the night this evening. Maybe you can sense it around you in the air. You can see it in the color of the night, its texture. Maybe you can feel it within yourself. In your body, in your heart, even in your mind. Take a few very quiet, gentle breaths and follow them. They will show you where they want to go. They'll have their own length and pace. And you just follow them. You can read what they carry with them, but I'd rather have you feel where they're taking you. They are like the waves in the ocean. You can ride. When you can surrender to a wave and just let yourself be supported by the sea, then you can have a pleasant experience. This is important because we had emotionally challenging days lately that impacted strongly on our bodies. But tonight, things have shifted. We have entered a new phase. And you can feel that now in your cells, in your entire body, mind, heart, and the way you relate to things, to the world, to the universe. Today is the last day of the transit of the sun in the sign of Aries. Tomorrow, the sun will move into Taurus. The difference will be felt strongly. Taurus is the sign of most obvious connection with the earth and living on earth and enjoying living on earth fully. This year, we may spend the entire Taurus month in lockdown. And nevertheless, the beauty of that environment on Earth is likely to become a lot more obvious to us. As if we could, for the first time, appreciate the value, the extraordinary experience we are having on Earth, and to fully honor it. The next phase of that will come within a few days with the first moon, the new moon in Taurus. It's early next week. But tonight we can still feel the very end of the time we are spending in Aries and the final surrender we can have to the situation on our planet, on all levels. And also to the multidimensional reality of our being. Behind the scenes. In those turbulent and complex times, we sometimes get caught up in the appearance of things and try to decipher what is happening on the surface. Which is very frustrating because nothing makes much sense. So at this moment in the night, there's a stillness of darkness. I would like to invite you to just embrace the width of your being on Earth, as if you were stretching very long wings. Feel the way you're sitting now on the earth. in the nest of your cushion or block. Feel the earth itself, the beautiful blue planet. Feel its presence and benevolence. And then with your widely stretched wings on either side, embrace the reality not only of what is obvious and patent, but also behind the scenes of a much vaster reality we are part of. And take a few very deep breaths and embrace that entire reality within yourself, because you are that reality. We are that reality, every single one of us. The universe of which we each display an extraordinary and unique version. So let your body welcome a lot more of that universe in you as you're breathing in, until you're full and embody the universe fully. And as you're breathing out, immerse yourself in the universe around you. And for a few moments, feel the fullness of that experience, the perfection of that exchange when the universe, the vast universe, becomes part of you. And when the vastness of yourself becomes part of the universe. This is an experience we have to have again and again. So we fully acknowledge and value the depth of the transformation we are currently undergoing. We are in a final phase of it, and it's not the easiest. It is very difficult, actually. What we have been experiencing over the past few weeks since we are in lockdown is similar to the wave in labor, the waves we experience in the process of giving birth. Currently, we are giving birth to ourselves and consequently to a new world. The tensions at play on the surface of things are extremely violent. The confusion all around is unbelievable. Even though you may be able to retain a certain stillness and calm, it will inevitably be affected, impacted. And we don't want to underestimate the distress caused by those impacts. Take a moment now to come back to your body and turn inwards. And go deep into your belly and acknowledge any movement, tension, fluctuation, block, whatever happens there, whatever's going on within the space of your abdomen. Notice, pay attention, without attempting to improve, change anything, just notice. Acknowledge the magnitude of change. Although it's been long awaited, it's been hoped for, the way the big change and shift is happening now took us by surprise and hit us violently. So for a moment, instead of focusing on what's going on in the world and the impact it's got on you, you would just give space for all those turbulences, conscious or not, to settle. And you just let your breath in your abdomen gradually transform pacify and balance what may not be balanced. And as your body is getting calmer, it can relax. When you pay better attention to how your belly is feeling right now, you will want to give it a lot more peace, softness, so it can relax. your out-breath may become a little longer. And with each one of them, you let go. You invite whatever can settle to settle. And you realize how tense you have been beneath the surface. How intense everything you know and don't know is. And how interconnected we are with that reality around us, locally and globally. So you continue to breathe deeply and invite the out-breath to gradually lengthen a little more. So the abdomen, every part of the abdomen can relax and become completely still, calm. Then you will invite that quality of relaxation to spread to your pelvis. So you're so heavily sitting on your seat, cushion, block, that you are immovable. And let that relaxation go down your thighs and legs. Just spread little by little until it reaches your feet. So your entire lower body becomes so quiet and relaxed. And then, in a similar movement, going upwards this time, you'll invite your chest to relax. Every part of your chest softening, many tensions releasing until the entire space is soft, quiet and relaxed. And then you'll feel that this quality is now spreading to your shoulders, down your arms, forearms, to your hands. And a calm and relaxation is now present in your upper body as well. With a few more breaths, let that quality move up your neck into your head so your entire body can now be completely still and quiet. And for a while, you enjoy that calm. Even in the lockdown, where for some activities and other daily duties are reduced to a minimum, and for others, they're not. So, in the lockdown, even then, it's not easy to find that calm in the body. So, I want to enjoy that. This is not induced by a long stretching or a long workout or a long ride. This is just brought along with the night that came and the change in the energy this evening. We need that. We are desperate for that calm, stillness. And now I would like to invite you to bring one of your hands or both of them to your high heart and just rest them upon it. Make contact. Feel the warmth, the pulse. Feel the slight awe and possibly hesitation to be approached and accessed. This is our most sacred sanctuary. This is the holiest place in our body, in our own being. So be patient, respectful. Because access could be denied even to yourself. If you're trying too hard or are pushing through, access to the high heart is through surrender. Surrender only opens the heart. And now you find yourself in that space. The most sacred space. And also your unique connection to Source. In your high heart, your precious being will be nurtured, supported. By a flow of immaculate, pure, divine love and light expressing in the exact way that resonates with your being. Your being is not a version of the divine, your being is the divine expressing as you. Feel that. Feel that in a way your heart can dilate. It will gradually open more and more until it is capable of holding your divinity, your perfection, completely, consciously. This opening of the heart is what is demanded in the big shift we are going through. It's been a long process, very long process. It's been a painful process as well. And now every single one of us is invited to let their heart open completely. So we can birth ourselves, and as a result, the new world. But like in the birthing process I was talking about before, it takes patience, it takes time. And it's got its own pace. So bring your breath now to the heart space. And let the most gentle, kind, and respectful breath support the slow dilation of your heart. So your heart that is expanding can become stiller and stiller and find its peace. On the surface, in daily life, there's a lot of turmoil, there's a lot of pain. Behind the scenes where we are now, within, and simultaneously beyond the current state of affairs, then there is peace. You want to feel that peace. You want to feel again and again that your heart can be so peaceful. That it's capable of holding the space for the birth to take place and complete. You want your heart to feel that it's completely enveloped and protected by a body that is completely still and relaxed. And you want to witness the step by step expansion and opening of your own heart. That peace, that stillness, are most needed right now. Enjoy. Feel how you can attune with a greater order and harmony when you are so still that your body won't move, and so peaceful that your heart can dilate infinitely. Feel that you are that harmony, that you are that perfection. That there is nothing to add or remove, that you are that perfection eternally. Relax your arms for a while. Let the breath guide you through its meanders and show you ways of integration, ways towards oneness, where there's no distinction anymore between body, heart, mind, self, consciousness, matter. We're just being self can be experienced. And have a few very long and deep breaths now that are pervading the entire body, mind, heart, self. In a unified experience, and then join your hands in prayer on your heart. And feel the gratitude you have for now, for that moment, for that place where you're at. And express gratitude to yourself for the very long journey through many lifetimes that took you to that moment right now, to that place of peace and stillness in the middle of the turmoil. You may express your respect to the universe as well, but it's one and the same thing. A very long, tedious, taxing journey. And now we are here. Being reborn now, being reborn to the fullness of our being. And we want to quietly celebrate that. In the night, as we are slowly breathing in and out, lengthening the out breath slightly again. And releasing with each out-breath into the earth remaining tensions or debris, thereby honoring the earth for her amazing support throughout the journey. Then for just a few more moments, just be still now. Just feel the peace now. And when you go to sleep tonight, ask to be granted to keep the peace, the calm throughout the night and what you will experience during the night and into the following morning. I wish you a very good night. Thank you.